Dogville Talks, präsentiert von Jewa Live.
By the time you release your first EP, you still try to focus on your university degree, I read. I guess these plans are overboard now?
Yeah. My mum isn't too happy about it. Technically I'm still at university, but I haven't been in a very long time.
Also Sie hatten, als Sie angefangen haben, als Glass Animals Musik zu machen, eigentlich noch die Uni auf dem Schirm. Aber jetzt, da es mit der Band so richtig losgeht, ist das nicht mehr so ein Thema. Daves Mutter war da nicht so glücklich drüber, aber Sie ziehen das jetzt durch mit der Musik. I found it pretty impressive that you don't have the normal music background. So you'd never been in bands before, you've never written anything before that was anything like pop music. Still you managed to suddenly come up with pretty exciting music. You gotta explain that.
I don't know, I think it's just
luck.
Yeah, luck, too much spare time, and it's just a load of, it's like all of the bits of music that we love, like all of our favorite, like bits of music, all kind of combined into one thing, I guess. Pre-phone call to your home, squeeze warm using your nose, tree
haze in your eyes, you smile so super quiet. And how did you actually come up with, okay, let's not just go to concerts, let's form the band and make music together, although we never did this before?
I think that was my fault.
Yeah, that was your fault.
Sorry. I just came back from university. I had a lot of spare time at university and brought some music home one Christmas and showed all the guys. I basically told them that they were in the band and they said yes.
Okay, also Sie haben vor Glass Animals nie irgendwie in anderen Bands gespielt oder in irgendeiner Art und Weise Popsongs geschrieben und Sie haben gesagt, naja, Sie haben die verschiedenen Einflüsse, die Sie so in Oxford aufgesogen haben, einfach kombiniert und dann einfach mal angefangen, Songs zu schreiben und sehr spontan dann die Band gegründet. So you sometimes do writing sessions for other artists, also tracks for rappers, I read. And in your music, there's some kind of a hip-hop groove sometimes in it as well. So are these the leftovers from the sessions, or where does that influence come from?
Yeah, I guess we love hip-hop. And a lot of the band's tracks, Glass Animals tracks, start off as me just sitting down making a beat. I wouldn't say they're leftovers, necessarily. They're just different.
And this passion for hip-hop, where does that come from?
I think when I was growing up, I lived in a really small town in America, and there were only two radio stations, and one played terrible country music, and one played gangster rap, like Dr. Dre and Snoop. And so from the ages of about 7 to 13, while I lived in America, that's all I listened to.
Also ich habe Glass Animals gerade auf die subtilen Hip-Hop-Einflüsse in ihrer Musik angesprochen und Dave sagt, er ist in Amerika eine Zeit lang aufgewachsen und hatte da nur zwei Radiosender zur Auswahl. Der eine hat schreckliche Country-Musik gespielt, der andere Gangster-Rap und da war ja die Wahl dann klar, fiel die Wahl dann auf Dr. Dre und Snoop Dogg. Your baby's falling, you know I'm talking now, you know I'm dancing. You know I'm racing round, oh no, you're so juice. So Dave, when you were recording the first demos for Glass Animals, you used to sing underneath a blanket. I don't know if they have blankets here, Doc Will, but you obviously have no chance to hide underneath a blanket today. So are you feeling more comfortable with singing by now? I mean, you got to sing in front of a huge audience today.
Yeah, I'm getting there, slowly. It's taken time and it's been a slow process, but I still can't sing in front of my mum, for instance.
Really?
Yeah, it's the scariest.
Why is that?
I don't know. Actually, I don't allow her to come to any shows.
You don't allow her?
No, I have to tell her not to. She tries really hard. She tries to sneak in.
But you have you don't allow her to entrance any concert?
No, not yet.
Okay.
She keeps trying.
Okay, also Dave hat tatsächlich die ersten Demos von Glass Animals unter einer Decke eingesungen und mittlerweile fühlt er sich ein bisschen besser, wenn er auf der Bühne vor vielen Leuten singen muss. Aber seine Mutter, die darf nach wie vor nicht hören, wie Dave singt. Also die hat striktes Glass Animals Konzertverbot.
Dogville Talks, präsentiert von Jewa Live.